Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. London reaches out to Paris in an attempt to ease tensions after the submarine diplomatic crisis. Boris Johnson asked to speak with Emmanuel Macron over the phone this morning. The British Prime Minister has expressed his intention to restore cooperation between France and the United Kingdom in accordance with his country's values and their common interests. The President replied that he was awaiting Boris Johnson's proposals. This is a sign that shows that the epidemic continues to decline in France. The number of classes closed because of COVID-19 is dropping, with less than 2,400 in total when they were nearly 3,300 a week ago. A situation which is improving in metropolitan France, but which remains critical in Guyana. There, the incidence rate is still close to 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. The Minister of Overseas Territories, Sébastien Lecornu, is expected on site for a four-day visit. Anne Hidalgo takes note of the prefect's decision after the evacuation of drug addicts from the Jardin d'Eole and Stalingrad towards the Porte de la Villette. This evacuation must not, however, lead to the formation of a new drug market somewhere else in Paris or in a neighboring town, said the elected official in a press release. She asked the chief of police to fight drug trafficking and says that guaranteeing the safety of local residents is the top priority. Hercé-Lance is imposing heavy sanctions on some of its supporters after the problems last Saturday during the Premier League match against Lille. From 9 to 36 months of stadium ban, and for some, complaints have been filed following the invasion of the stadium and a fight which resulted in injuries for 6 people. And then the former president, François Hollande, pays tribute to Paul Quies, a committed man who served the state with great competence. The former socialist minister of François Mitterrand passed this morning at the age of 79. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.